This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. We watched another week of volatility within the cotton market as it continues to rain. We did see open interest fall some 12,000 contracts to its lowest point since early January. So the declining open interest usually implies that most of the recent selling is a result of speculative traders closing out long positions. Now, those outside markets always a good predictor of cotton price activity. And since last Wednesday, charts for cotton and the S&P 500 index, that measures the performance of the 500 large company stocks, have moved in tight correlation. Most commonly cited reason for the market gyrations appears to be the trading action in Treasury markets, where the yield on the 10-year Treasury note has been rallying sharply. And that based upon the idea that the size of the federal stimulus and the sooner than expected reopening of states could drive a rebound in spending that could outstrip supply, drive up prices, and the word inflation comes back in. Export sales last week were lower, but U.S. cotton merchants continue to sell and ship more cotton than is needed to hit USDA's current export target. I'm Tony St. James.